This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters is sentenced to prison time for her role in tampering with her office's election equipment in 2021. The judge handed down a 9-year sentence Thursday in front of a packed courtroom in Grand Junction. In August, a jury found Peters guilty on 7 counts, including 4 felonies. Prosecutors laid out a plot in which she worked with other election doubters to sneak an unauthorized person into a secure update of Mesa County's election equipment. There's more from yesterday's sentencing at CPR.org. Heading to court in Fort Collins are the parents of 2 special needs kids who were abused by a school bus aide. They're suing the school district and a number of employees. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The parents accused the district of knowingly hiring the school bus aide, even though he had a previous child abuse conviction. They also say there were numerous complaints to people inside the district, from a bus driver all the way up to a school principal, and no one acted or reported the alleged abuse. Sabrina Herrick's daughter was a victim.
How many people were involved in this is just mind-boggling to me. How many people knew something was going on and failed to report it, failed to handle it appropriately if they were at a level where something could be done.
The bus aide was sentenced to 12 years in prison earlier this year. This lawsuit was filed in federal court. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
A new partnership between the town of Vail, Vail Resort, and developer East West Partners will allow for the construction of a 4th base village in West Lion's Head. Officials say it will include workforce housing, something Mayor Travis Coggan knows the town needs.
I think it's a trend that's pretty universal and not just Colorado. Workforce housing is really on the decline. You have a limited amount of land and just a premium that people are willing to pay.
Vail's population has fallen more than 8% since 2020, which some residents attribute to rising rents. Colorado's mountains are getting cooler for the weekend, in Vail 72 today and in the 60s tomorrow. This is CPR News.